And then the disciples, what do they get as a result of their faithfulness? How are they going to do these things? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus promises them what? The Comforter, the Advocate, the Teacher, the Holy Spirit, which will come upon them to empower them to do, get this, even more than Jesus was able to do in his 3 years on earth. Now we're getting somewhere. Maybe the church mission statement should be something along these lines. Love Jesus, obey his commands, receive the Holy Spirit. Somehow, some way, we've got to weave that into our mission. Somehow we've got to articulate that in a way that's easy to remember and drives us in all that we do. But what does all this really mean when you break it down piece by piece? Let's pick it apart just briefly. To love Jesus. How many of you love Jesus? Come on, get those hands up. We say we love Jesus. We sing we love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Do we love Jesus? We sing it, we say it, we believe it. We wear crosses around our necks. We put bumper stickers on our cars. We put fish signs, those signs of the fish, you know, on our cars and other things. But what does it really mean to love Jesus? One bumper sticker I read said, if you love Jesus, tithe. Anybody can honk. Think about it. If you really love Jesus, tithe. Anybody can honk. If you love Jesus, then you have accepted God's gift of forgiveness that he sent in the person of Jesus Christ for what he did for us on the cross. You accept that and believe that in faith. If you love Jesus, you have been baptized and committed your life to serving him through his holy church and become a part of the body of Christ. If you love Jesus, you know that because he lives, you shall live also. If you love Jesus, and because he loves us, you believe that he gives you hope. He gives you peace. He gives you forgiveness, abundant life now, and eternal life in the life to come. All of that through loving Jesus. Do you love Jesus? Say amen. 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 If you love Jesus, you'll keep his commandments. The second point. What does it mean to keep his commandments? It simply means to do the right things. Didn't Jesus teach us the right things to do? This doesn't mean that we simply are made perfect by following his teachings from the Sermon on the Mount, but it does mean that we respond to Jesus' amazing love by living lives that glorify God, that are pleasing to God, lives that reflect God's love towards others and towards the creation, lives that are built upon the solid rock of Christian morals and values, not the world's values, not the world's ways, but Christian values that Jesus taught us and the Bible teaches us. Lives that are lived by the example that Jesus gave us. Lives that are lived in kindness and gentleness and humility and self-control. All those wonderful attributes of the Spirit that Jesus lived for us. One of those ways of living is living in a way that is very, very contrary to the world's ways today, and that's living sacrificially. Sacrificially, sacrificial living. What does that mean? It means sometimes doing without for the sake of others, or just doing without and being content with what we have. Jesus said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And that has a whole bunch of meaning at all kinds of levels. Tomorrow is what? Memorial Day. And what do we do on Memorial Day? We remember those men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice, if you will, for freedom. Those who gave it all sacrificial living in service to their country. Sacrificial love could be also one, or should be, I should say, one of the foundational rocks of any marriage. Living sacrificially. I tell couples preparing for marriage and afterward that they must be willing to live sacrificially. You've always heard, well, it's all give and take. Give and take. Give and take. I think Jesus teaches us it's all give. And if both parties are giving sacrificially, then aren't we taking care of each other? Sacrificial, agape love. Sacrificial giving. Sometimes we have to give and give some more than we're comfortable doing. If both practice this kind of sacrificial love, no one gets shortchanged in the relationship, do they? Living and loving sacrificially means giving of our time, giving of our talents, our gifts, and our service to the church, to the body of Christ. Living sacrificially shows the world that we are a friend of God, that we are friends of Jesus, and that Jesus abides in us. The one who, by the way, gave it all for us and for our salvation. Okay, we've got our verb, we've got our target, the community of faith, the believers. So what's the desired outcome? What do we hope to happen as a result of these two other parts of our mission statement? Our mission is possible when and only when we receive the Holy Spirit. Can I get an amen? It is only through and in the power of the Holy Spirit that we are able to do any of these things. Jesus promises us, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will send you the Holy Spirit to accompany you and help you. But what does this look like? How do we know the Holy Spirit is at work in and through an individual or a church? How can we tell if the Holy Spirit is working through this congregation? Well, let's think about that for a minute. Have we seen anyone's life transformed lately? Have we seen anyone turn, repent, go in a new direction? They were lost and now they're found. Have we been able to help the poor through our giving on mission trips, as well as our giving of donations for food, flood buckets, cleaning supplies, clothing, sneakers, and yes, even livestock through the heifer program? Have we welcomed strangers into our worship service and made them feel like family and at home through some basic Christian hospitality, and seen them not only come into our fellowship but join our fellowship and become members of our fellowship, renewing their vows of discipleship? Do they share their joys and concerns during our prayer time, and sharing their answered prayers and their thanksgivings to God, witnessing to God? I think we could say yes to, if not some, if not to all of these things from my perspective. And I think the Holy Spirit is at work here at Bethel Church and doing wonderful work through you, the people of God. But let us not rest upon our laurels. Let's not stop doing what God has called us to do. Let us continue to seek God's vision for our church, for our community. Maybe we've got a good head start on this revisiting of our mission statement, or at least to revise it in some way. Maybe it's okay as it is, but I think it's a little too wordy, to tell you the truth. It needs to be pared down a little bit. Maybe, just maybe, we need to take a closer look at ourselves as individuals, what we're doing, and see if that needs tweaking just a little bit as well. Our mission, should we decide to accept it, in the old Mission Impossible show, remember that? Our mission is simple. love Jesus, do what he says in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus is telling us in this scripture today. If you love me, keep my commandments, and I'm going to send you some help to get her done, as Larry says. It's not too wordy. It's just 8 words, but 8 words that can change the hearts and minds of people. Just 8 words that can reflect the heart of God, God's true heart that he has shown us in Jesus Christ. And 8 words, I believe, can transform our world, one person at a time. Do you love Jesus? Say amen. Are you doing what he taught you to do? Well, we're trying. We're going on to perfection, remember. We're doing our best. And have you received the Holy Spirit? Say amen. Amen. Let's pray. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your message of hope, your message of love. Lord, we know that we're not there yet. We got a lot of work to do, but you're still working on us. We are indeed a work in progress, because Christians under construction. And we pray, dear God, that you will help us in the days and weeks and months ahead as we explore what we're doing here, how we're doing it, that you may give us the divine grace and wisdom and discernment to stay faithful to your commandments in the power of your Holy Spirit. We love you, Lord, because you loved us first. And now, O God, be with us as we leave this place today with a song in our hearts and with the joy of your Spirit in us. In Christ's name we pray. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen.